Welcome to the SMG Health Podcast. I'm James Lampkin, and in this cast, we'll be looking at working remotely. As a result of the pandemic, many businesses have adapted to a work-from-home model where possible. Some businesses and employees were able to make this transition easily, whilst for others, it was a work in progress, which required substantial adaptation. Your personal circumstances will no doubt depend on a combination of the industry you work in, the role you undertake, and how well equipped you are to set up a home office. Complications may have become apparent from a lack of space to work effectively and ergonomically, a lack of suitable equipment, distractions within the home, childcare issues, or difficulties with distance from our colleagues. If you find you are facing these issues or other related matters, solutions will need to be adapted to suit your situation. I'm going to go through some quick advice we have to help adjust to remote working, especially if this is something that is new to your work or has proven a difficult transition. The first piece of advice we have is to not compare yourself to others. Everyone's circumstances will be different, and there will inevitably be other people you know or even within your business who may have an easier time remotely working than you may. Keep in regular communication with your manager to understand what the expectations are when working from home. Are you expected to be online at the same times that you'd normally be physically present at the office? Or is that now a bit more flexible? Working from home without a commute presents a unique flexibility in your daily agenda to fit in other activities you wouldn't normally have. For example, I've found that working from home and having access to my kitchen, fridge, and pantry has given me a much wider set of options when it comes to making my lunch every day compared to when I was traveling into the office. Keep in touch with your colleagues. Social chat is more important than it may seem, and it will help you stay connected even when apart. Consider having group chats in platforms like Microsoft Teams or set up video conference calls where you can see each other for a general catch-up. One of the biggest problems people can have transitioning to a home office lays in ergonomics. Many workplaces have equipment set up to be molded to the comfort of the employee, like adjustable chairs and desks. You should take this same approach to your home office to prevent long-term injuries like back pain. It is worth investing in a quality chair that can be adjusted for your height and a suitable desk if possible. SMG Health have tips for ergonomics you can find in the Health Hub on your SMG Health gateway. An important aspect of home office operations is to try and keep a separation between your work time and your home time. For those with ample space and opportunity, this can be achieved by setting up your workstation somewhere far from your more leisure-based areas of the house, such as the lounge room, which might have some distractions come into play. Get yourself in the work mood by putting on work-style clothing at the start of the day and changing into something more casual at the end of your workday. Even this small action can help with the mental separation of work time and home time. If you're finding yourself consistently falling for tempting distractions like television or social media, consider switching off your television at the PowerPoint during work hours or putting your personal phone away from your desk. When something isn't easily accessible, the sheer inconvenience of going and getting it can be enough of a deterrent to stop usage. Remember, everyone's situation is unique. Take a moment to reflect and determine what's holding you back from working efficiently at home. You can then come up with potential solutions. If you find you are still struggling and it's taking a toll on your mental health, you can access free and confidential counselling through SMG Health. Just get in touch with us on 1800 273 865. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. My name is James Lampkin, and thank you for tuning in. SMG Health Podcasts are written by a team of health professionals at SMG Health, including psychologists, nutrition, and exercise professionals. If you have a question or concern relating to the content of a podcast, please contact us on 1800 273 865 or via email on info@smghealth.com.au.